he wanted to eliminate war. He even became the ambassador of peace. When he went to Duryodhana, he went for peace and made the demand so little that any reasonable man would have been very glad to offer the truce on that basis of that condition. Now there is a distinction between peace at any cost, or if peace as far as possible. These are two alternatives also we have to consider. Are we going to advocate peace at any cost? Is that the goal of our education for peace? Or peace as far as possible? Sri Krishna at that time advocated peace as far as possible. After trying peace at any cost, I think I'll stop at this point because I want to have your reactions to these questions. Yes?
Sir, I wanted to say earlier, when I was waiting for you to end. So when you were saying that people consider it a non-peaceful act when the Mahabharata was praised, I think one of the people, and the other is very poignant, you have to speak as far as possible. I think Mahabharata also says that rather than conflicting, this is a silent conflict. When two people are silent, but there is a conflict going on inside. I think Mahabharata is also confronting. I think confronting is also weak. If they wouldn't have fought, there would have been peace among the people of the state. Because there would be injustice on the part of the people of the state, the ruler would be corrupted, and there would be a peace far more than the Mahabharata itself has caused. So I think they want to say that the violence that is created by a corrupted rule, the other option for that can be confronted maybe by war, and maybe by war maybe he wants to say peace as far as possible.
Good, we should take into account this particular point of view. Any other point?
When you say peace, even Rama, Lord Ram, when you say Lord Ram, when you say Lord Mahabharata, when you say all of them, peace, peace, and negative peace, but then of course peace is fighting against injustice and mistaking in whatever comes your way is not peace, it is just conflict, mental conflict, or if it is injustice done to you, then it is not peace, as there is not absence of all there.
Very important point. Let me formulate this question, which also in curriculum you have to take into account. Wars are of two types. There are two motivations of wars. One is motivated by self-interest for egoistic reasons. Easiest is that every individual wants to expand. Self-interest. Everybody wants to expand. So basic tendency of human being is to expand. If I go into a railway compartment, I want a good seat. And a good seat is also very flexible. We all know what is a good seed. And normally we like to have good seed in which nobody else is around. Alone. I can stretch myself. Good seed. Now this is the basic need of human beings to have a good seed in the world. And therefore need for expansion. This is the one basic need, and for that reason, if anybody comes into my vicinity, I like to evade, expel that person. And this is the basic reason of war. Everyone wants to expand. And if two people want to expand, then both of them will try to avoid each other. Finished. This is the basic reason why war takes place in the world. Second is, even if I have good peace, I have got a good seed. I might say that, well, I want to tell my people that, you see, I command the railway so much, the whole railway will run only for me. One saloon. I'll be the master of all that I survey. It's a big ambition. Not only expansion, but an ambition. Now this ambition also has many aspects. Ambition is greatly gratified when it has not only a good space for its kingdom, but also has articles and objects and human beings over whom you can dominate. You don't only need vast space, you want to dominate. Your great satisfaction comes when I tell somebody to do it, and he or she does it, I feel greatly satisfied. Yeah, egoistical. I want to dominate. Why? I like you to do it, you know? Why? It's a natural tendency of human beings to dominate. Everybody wants his will to succeed. So this is also the cause of now, in the process of domination, there is another factor which comes into the picture, exploitation. I want to exploit, to derive the maximum profit out of the people whom I dominate. I enjoy the exploitation. This is how slavery was flourishing at one time in the history of the world. Slaves were exploited. So need for expansion, need to dominate, need to exploit. These are the fundamental reasons why people enter into war. They all emerge out of self-interest. But there is another tendency also in man. There is in human beings a great search for justice. It's not that everybody seeks only domination and exploitation. It's not true. There is also this aspect of human nature which seeks justice. Which wants to love, to cooperate, to protect. To nourish, to cherish, to relish. We want to give to the individual the right portion that is due to him. And when you find that some people are dominating and refusing injustice, then you want to fight. This is the question that she puts up about injustice. If you see injustice before your eyes, what do you do? As Sri Aurobindo writes, at the time of freedom struggle, if you see your mother being attacked by a monster, and you stand, what would you do? Right, isn't it? War. There is a question of peace. Therefore, the idea of peace education is not so simple as telling goody-goody stories to children.